This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me. I ain't a killer, baby. I'll choke. What is it? No, I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I'm just saying, Jack Harlow ate. Jack Harlow, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. He ate and left no crumbs on that song. Run the intro, babes. I don't have time for this. Come on. Welcome back to the Shock Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and I am here to... Hey. And I'm here... I hate when Alexa does something. Welcome back to the Shock Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I'm here by myself with a messy bed. Because if you think that I'm going to fix my bed for you, you are dead wrong. You know why? Because today I'm having a better day, but yesterday I had a really horrible day, and I'm going to rant about it. Okay, love, we're going to rant about it. We're going to talk about it because we're annoyed by it. Can I scoot this chair back? No, not really, because there's a table behind me. I have a little miniature table. Y'all haven't seen the room or nothing, but like, I'm not showing y'all the bedroom. I'm not. You know why? My room's actually not that messy. Messy enough that I don't want to show it to y'all. Why am I ranting? Let's just get on with it, y'all. I am so pissed off. I am pissed the hell off. Yesterday, as I'm like trying to get podcast day 3 and 4 up for you guys, right? I'm working away behind a computer. Okay. I'm clickety clack, click, 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 edit, post, paste, all of it. I gotta upload. Hey, it won't upload. That's strange. Okay, well, we need to get it up quickly because, like, it's currently 11 o'clock and I'm trying to edit up and I'm trying to edit day 4 and I have 30 minutes left to edit. So, like, if I can get this all done now, day 3 and 4 can go up before the 6th. Hey, 3 didn't upload until 1 in the morning. And you want to know why? You want to know why? File was corrupted. Hey, Brianna, how did the file corrupt? Maybe if you're not filming in 1080p or 1080, don't try to upload in 1080 because, hey, it's going to corrupt your file. We thought we were up to something raising the resolution. We were not. We did nothing except corrupt the file. But she's loaded now. She's loaded. I'm still so upset because then I had to finish 4 late as hell. And I didn't finish editing until 3 in the morning. Hey, didn't finish till 3 in the morning. Hey, had to take a cold shower. I should have ran to the shower before my boyfriend. Hey, listen, love you, baby. Not mad at you. I get it. I know. You take scalding hot showers. Issue is typically like someone will take a shower and then someone will shower hours later. Hey, because the files were like messing up so hard, he had to go to work early in the morning. Hey, he had to take a shower. And I had to literally take one like 10 minutes after him. Hot water gone. Hey, I also got hungry while he was in the shower because I've been working away at a podcast. I've been working away at my computer all day. Hey, I wanted to go get food. Hey, I still don't have a car. Hey, we still don't have a car. Hey, that car accident that I got to, Hey, I still don't have a car. And I was not about to deal with the Uber or DoorDash driver at 3 in the morning because, like, I'm sorry. Some people in these streets be crazy, and I did not want to deal with crazy. Not today. No, no, Lord, not today. Not today. We were not dealing with crazy. I was so frustrated that I was in the shower with my little 8 minutes of hot water. I was in there deep breathing. I was so great. I was in there like, we are grateful for this hot water. We are grateful. And I was. I said it enough to be like, I am so grateful that I at least got some hot water tonight. We're going to wash our hair. We're going to rinse it out. We're going to deep condition it again. Baby, I was breathing. I was deep. I was meditating in bed to fall asleep. And because my sleep schedule has been so trash, and because, like, I haven't had a time to actually, like, get up and go to bed and all this stuff, and, like, you know, I haven't been on an actual sleeping routine, I keep waking up in, like, 2 hours. I'll just jump up out of my sleep. It's like my body cannot fully relax to go to bed. So, hi. Hey, girl. Hey. So we're trying to make today a better day, which we already have. I went to Yummy Yummy. I got some sushi. Hey, hey, College Station students. Yummy Yummy is half off from 12 to 3. It's 2:16, babes. So y'all better run and go get. Y'all better come get you one of these. Oh, and they have happy hour again from 7 to 9. Everything's half off. And it's delicious. It's delicious. I got an egg roll, California roll, tuna roll, and 5 crab rangoons, all for $16. And Yummy Yummy is so delicious. Delicious. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, here's to say I'm exhausted. I'm trying to slow down on the caffeine because I've been having a lot of caffeine and have been working so late into the night and so late into the early morning. That I'm not wanting to go I don't want to go to the gym at 2 or 3 in the morning. Because every time I go, I get scared. Coming back home, I get so scared. Because, like, yeah, I have a gym at my complex. But, like, walking those hallways at those times, dog. I know. So, I would rather go to bed pre-worked out all the way. Pre-workout soaring through my, and I mean soaring, like, zoom. That's me being pre-workout. Sometimes I just want to talk to y'all. I want to talk to the people who listen to my podcast, and I need to question why. Because sometimes I am like, what are y'all doing here, girl? But anyways, we have more important things to talk about. Like, yesterday was the first time that I baked bread from scratch, and it came out so good. Look, I'm gonna insert a picture right here. That's me and my bread, girl. Also, videos only on Spotify. So if you want to go see my bread, hey, go watch the video. Because from now on, anytime I talk about something, I'm going to insert what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all. I need to stop. It's time. I wonder if my roommate, Lexi, can hear me. Hey, Lexi, did you like podcast day 4? I need to go text Lainey and tell her to go listen to podcast day 4. Y'all, we were cracking up. Podmas day 4, we were cracking up. Oh my God, we were cracking jokes. We were cracking jokes. And if you didn't go listen to it, then you missed it. You missed all the fun. You missed all the fun in the sun. I also feel gorgeous right now. I feel gorgina. I have the brown lip liner going. And I don't do normal glosses, okay? All of my lip glosses have glitter in them. So this is the Brilliant Effects lip gloss. It's a Black-owned brand. I can only find them in Walgreens. Black-owned brand. They make glittery lip glosses. And they make the best lip gloss. Except these applicators this time, I see y'all. I know y'all see that. They're fraying. And this is after I, like, cut off all the really big chunky ones. I'm going to show y'all one. This is my second time purchasing from this brand. Brilliant Effects. Hey, if you want to send me PR. I'll happily be your little PR rep girly. Where's my other one? It might be in my purse. I have. Oh, no, it's right here. I have I had so many colors. My mom has stolen one for me. I have like, I had bought three different kinds from this brand because it's just my favorite glittery lip gloss. Are y'all ready to see this applicator? Hey, Brilliant Effects, I love you. I love you as a brand. I will be repurchasing because I'm already running low. This one in the shade, where's the shade? Where the hell is the shade? It's the way you love me. It's a perpetual bliss. A pivotal motion. It's what? I know they have shade names because I was looking for this shade. Okay, so this one is more of a brown shade. The bottom says 3258. 3254. I don't know if that's just like product number or something. I don't know what number that is. Okay, well, that makes me upset because I don't know where the name is. Hey, can we add names on the packaging? Okay, so Brilliant Effects. This one's more of their brown one. It's a nice glittery lip gloss. And then this one, y'all look at this applicator. I know y'all see that. I know y'all see that. It is so ugly and disgusting. And the first time I purchased from this brand, I had gotten three colors because I had bought one, fell in love with it so much that I went back and got two more colors. The applicators didn't do this. This time, I went to go buy this brown shade because I thought it was so cute. I went to try it on in the car. It frayed. It was fraying already. And so I went back in and I exchanged it. And they're like, sorry, that's our last one of this color. So then I got this pink one. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, it is what it is. Pulled it out. Does the same thing. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the batch. The batch of applicators that they got. I don't know if they cheaped out on material or what happened. But it's the batch. It sucks. And then another, this is the white base glittery one that I said that I had the other day, where I was like, it started getting up at the corners of my mouth. Was that also Podmas day four? That might have been, no, that was day three, because day four I had my Harvard hoodie on. It was day three. But yeah, it's also another glittery one. I love my glitter glosses. Like, one thing I'ma love, if there's anything about me, girly, I'm gonna be wearing some glitter on my lips. I love glitter. I love it in my eyeshadows. Oh my God. Look, I have a good glittery eyeshadow palette for y'all. And these are cheap things, okay? We're on a college student budget. These aren't things where you're gonna, like, these Brilliant Effects lip glosses, I'm pretty sure they're $7. They're $7 a tube. Walgreens. Okay. This hard candy, I know it looks like children's makeup, okay? And it might not be the best for you because, I mean, like, it's hard candy. I don't know how... You know, I don't know what kind of chemicals they use, but I'm pretty sure this was like a $5 palette and it's all glitter and it has all types of, my applicators just fell out, has all types of colors. There's green, there's gold, there's copper, there's blue, there's pink. I've never tried the blue one. Have I worn the green one yet? I don't think I have, but I've really dipped into the copper and the silver one. I don't know if y'all can tell. You can see all the marks in there. But the thing is, you know how you get some glitter eyeshadows and like a true glitter eyeshadow, but it's like they have this white gel or like a clear gel underneath, so when you try to pack it onto your lid, it takes so much. It's like it's not something to go on and be pure glitter. Hold on, I'm gonna swatch it. I have to swatch it. We'll swatch the green one for y'all. Look at that. It's actual glitter. Like, it's all densely packed glitter. So it just takes a little bit. And the thing is, it's so smooth. So that's why I know it seems like gouge marks. So it's like, Brianna, if it doesn't take that much, why do you have gouge marks in the silver one? Like, babes, that's because, listen, I use my finger. It's a little rub-a-dub-dub. And it'll go on. But yeah, it's a true, true glitter palette. Hard candy. It was like $5. I probably got it from Walmart. Probably was walking through the makeup aisles and went, oh, I'll take that. Because I'm such a glitter girly. So to all my people out there who love their glitter, hard candy. Hard candy glitter palette. it is true glitter. So you don't have to get all the glitter glues and then like pack it on top of the glue and wait till the glue gets tacky. Like, hello? Sorry, y'all. The front office came in and they were doing like inspections about our furniture and stuff. And I was so confused because I just heard maintenance and I was just like, hello? Like, oh my God, y'all know that girl who does that video? She's like, did y'all hear that? Or, oh my God, what's her name? Melanie Trump. Where she's like, hello? Trying to get the girl's attention, like in the middle of an interview or something, whatever. I haven't watched the full interview. I've only seen like the meme that came from it. That was weird. I was talking about my glitter. I was talking about my glitter palettes. But yes, it's a true glitter. So you don't have to do the glitter glue. So I know a lot of like the better ones, like the pricier ones, are like a glue solution that you put on your eyelid, you let it get tacky, and then you take like the actual glitter that comes in the pack and then you pack it onto the lid. Yeah, no, not this. This like actually sticks on. I don't know if it, I was gonna say, it might slide around ever so slightly. This is, yeah, it's not something that's really gonna stay in place. It's definitely like if you, well, I wouldn't even say if you start sweating, because like if you're wearing glitter makeup, like what are you sweating for, you know? But I love it. I use it all the time. I love doing my glitter looks with it. Of course, it's like, I mean, it spreads, but damn, is it hard to come off? I don't know. I mean, glitter is also glitter. You know, glitter is hard to come off. But yeah, it's something that's like manageable. You can work with it for some time. Wow, this is really not coming off. Okay. I'm like, do we see the spot on my hand? That's the thing. It might shift a little, but I've never like worn it. Then that's just because it's on my hand and I'm like trying to rub it off or whatnot. But I've never like worn it on my eyes and not been able, I mean, and had it like going crazy. You know, I've never put it on my eye and it was like all of a sudden on the upper part of my lid or like shifting over and like moving. No, once it's on the eye, it's on the eye, it stays. Hands, maybe if you like to do a glitter lip, yeah, it might shift around, girl. That's where she might be doing her shifting. But other than that, love it. So I baked some bread. Oh wait, I've already talked to y'all about that. I baked my bread. I was talking about my glitter. Oh my God, I baked bread for the first time and it was so fun. It was so good. It was so delicious. I sent pictures to my mom. I called her when she didn't respond fast enough to my pictures. I was in my boyfriend's face just, this bread is so good. Who else are you gonna find who makes bread as good as this for me? Like, first of all, he is such a little golden retriever boy, just happy to be here, happy to be a part of the time. And I'm just in his face. I bet you if you went looking for any other hoes, they couldn't bake bread as good as me. Like, I know I'm crazy. I know. I have a bit of craziness happening, y'all. And I'm just, And even my cousin was like he was on the phone with me and I'm in my cousin's face like, this bread is so good, this bread is so good, freshly baked bread, like y'all could never, you bitches could never, all of it, all of it, y'all could never, you hoes could never, y'all could never. Tell me why, as I'm like in, playing all up in my cousin's face, playing in my boyfriend's face, I said, I think I said something like, you can never, like, I looked at my boyfriend, was like, you can never find someone as good as me. You'll never find someone who's going to take time out of their day to bake bread for you. And my cousin literally paused and went, are you not going to get her? That's a hate crime. And then my boyfriend, I don't know why my boyfriend and my cousin are now teaming up on me, which I've never had a significant other in my life that Ben actually enjoys being around. Ben's always like, hi, hello, who are you? But like with Andre, Ben is literally like enjoys talking to him. And so then Andre, as I'm on FaceTime with Ben, Andre walks over, leans into the camera and goes, Ben, the next time you're around her, make sure you beat her up. And Ben's sitting here like, noted. That's all I need to know. I know I'm throwing my punch. I'm sitting here like, y'all are both supposed to be on my side. I know I just cussed y'all out. I know I was sitting in here waving my bread at y'all's faces, but like, But it's always all in like fun and games. You know, I'm not really in his face like, oh my God, like, da-da-da-da, you will never. I mean, sometimes. But it's always out of jokes. And he knows that. Like, that's the way we joke around. You know, it's always, it's mainly me calling him being like, where are your hoes? You're hiding your hoes from me. And he'll just turn around and be like, are the hoes in the room with us now? All the hoes come out. And it's like, it's funny. Like, that's how we always, that's how we always play around. Or when the other day, like, we went to the store and he he was like, what are you looking at? You looking at other guys? And I was like, yeah, don't you know every time we're in public I always have to check out all the other guys that are better than you? Like, it's always something goofy, and that's just how we play around. I don't know why we think it's so funny. Like, it's so weird, but it is so funny to us to like joke about being in a toxic relationship. And everyone who just got butthurt right now, I need you to reflect. I need you to reflect, because like it is so fun for me to joke around, because once upon a lifetime ago, I used to be in a relationship, and I even used to be in situationships where I couldn't joke around like that, because that was my real life. Babes, that was my real life. You know, like, this person was out here, like, we ain't getting into it, because those are past lifetimes. Those are lifetimes ago. I have my husband now, like, I better back off. But it is so fun and refreshing to like get to joke about these things, because we don't do these things to each other. You know, it's always just like, oh, where are the hoes? And he's just, can the hoes walk out? Or if he's like, oh yeah, you got all your other men. I'm like, yep, I do. Let's line them up. Look, I'm gonna point them all out to you. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was just funny. And so, yeah, I was showing my bread off to the world, and I'm gonna show it again. I'm gonna show it again on a podcast. Yeah, the other thing that I want to talk about, which threw me off, which I know is not going to come as a shocker to some of y'all, but for me, like, it threw me off. That girl who sings Water, that girl who, make me sweat, make me harder, make me lose my breath in your water. Oh, wait, I don't think those are the lyrics. I think that's the Trevor Jackson one. Going deep. Till I hit the bottom. Y'all saw that video of Trevor Jackson? He was doing all types of facial expressions. Yeah. He was, water. Like, what was that? Like, what was that? Babes, you don't have to do all that. Like, nothing about that song calls for all those facial expressions. It was so funny. But he is such a good singer. Like, I love some of his songs that he sings. Rock With Me is a good one. Now rock with me. Oh my God, I'm not even singing the song. I'm not singing it correctly. It's such a good song. It's such a good song. Oh yeah, this is the lip liner that I also use, by the way. It's the Kiss lip liner, and in dark brown. The Kiss lip liner in dark brown. That's what I line my lips with. And then I use the Brilliant Effects, like the brown glittery gloss, by the way. If anyone was curious about this lip combo. Anyone was curious, girlies, I got y'all. But yeah, anyways, back to what I was saying. Tyla, her name is Tyla, right? Tyla, I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. I just found out she's African. I thought she was some light-skinned American. I found out from when she was in the interview being like, oh, I knew Drake was coming. And I heard the accent because like someone had quote tweeted the video on Twitter. And they had the, Drake always does a diss. He's always making diss tracks to the women he has ever interacted with. Like, Drake, he is such a misogynistic. And being misogynistic, it's a little fruity. Because how you treat in boys better than you treat in girls. Reflect, babes. We ain't gonna jump you. All I'm saying is I want to see you at the next Pride Parade if you love your men so much. And I'm not saying this to diss, because listen, I'm always here for the gays, theys, what is it? The girls, the gays, and the theys, okay? This is who we love and support to the max. This is who we love, okay? This is who we love, protect, and support. But it's always the most toxic masculinity men who want to be misogynistic to women. Babes, don't you find that fruity? You are so ready to call a gay person the F word, but You're so ready to call a gay person a European cigarette, but don't you think treating boys better than you treat girls is it's a little closeted of you, don't you think? I'm just the messenger. I'm just letting you know. I'm just telling you about yourself. Calm down. Anyways, I found out she was African. And when I saw the quote tweet and they were like, this little shawty from Africa or something like that. And then I like clicked the video. I hit play. And she had an African accent. I don't even know where she's from. And I was like, she just got like 10 times hotter to me. Hey, she's got like 10 times better to me. Are you kidding? And the fact that she knew that she was that girl, because she literally said, oh, I knew Drake was coming. I knew Drake was going to be in my DMs any day. And lo and behold, he was in my DMs. And I'm like, that's how you know you're that girl. One, that's how you know, first of all, that the world knows Drake's type, that the world knows how Drake rolls. Two, that's how you know you're that girl. When she sat there, she was just like, any day now, Drake's going to be in my DMs. And where was he? Thank you. It's my Stanley Cup. It's my knockoff Stanley Cup. Hold on. Y'all saw that video of that girl's car who caught on fire? And then her Stanley Cup still had ice in it and it survived. And then the CEO of Stanley, homie was trying to cover all the bases. He was like, we're going to send you some Stanley Cups. Because I'm not going to lie, after I saw that video, I was like, oh, let me run out and go get a Stanley Cup. Because, yeah, that is good marketing. In fact, put that in a commercial. What do you mean your car caught on fire? Everything around the cup is scorched. Everything around the cup is in ashes. You pick up the cup. The cup is intact. You shake it up and it still has eyes. Give me 50. Pull out the card. Where's my credit card? I want to max that out. Mm-hmm. Debit card. Mm-hmm. Send my account to zero. Give me 50. Because, excuse me, bitch. It still had ice in it. Yeah. Run me 10. Run me 50. Run me 75. Yes, I want all of them. I too want to be one of those girls who literally had to install shelves to line their Stanley Cups along the walls, because now I get it. Now I get the cult mentality. Yeah, I want one. I need to stop cussing. I could throw this thing in a fire and it's going to be fine. I want a Stanley Cup. Hi. Hey, Stanley girl. Hi, Stanley. Hey, I want to be a fan. If y'all want to send me some. Hi. But make me sweat. But yeah, I didn't know she was African. And I was just like, oh, you're amazing. Hey, official Stan. Hi. Because this is gonna sound so mean, because especially like, I know y'all are looking at my skin color and y'all are just like, okay, girl, whatever. But listen, before every time there's a light skin slander, I would be like, why are y'all saying that about us? Why are y'all saying we're this and that and da 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 da? And then I started paying attention. And then I was like, oh, I get it. Hey, we as a community, I am not on the board of light skins. Ooh, I'm not even going to. I just show up to the meetings. I don't even show up with a plate of food. I just show up and I'm just like, I get why people talk about us the way they talk about us. Hey, stop. Hey, shut up. Hey. Shut the hell up. Actually, just shut up. Everything that comes out of your mouth, what is wrong with you? Hey, all of your actions, what is wrong with you? Hey, you sound dumb. You're being dumb. So when I was like, oh, she's a little light-skinned American, I was like, I couldn't care less about her. I couldn't care less about her hair. I found out she was African. Oh, wait, I love her. Oh, wait. Hey, I'll tune in more. That is so horrible. That is so horrible. But I'm sorry. The light-skinned Americans, dude, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You need to pay for the therapy of everyone you've ever encountered. Because what is wrong with you? Anyways, if you want to DM me and ask me to pay for your therapy, I won't. I won't, because I can't afford my therapy, let alone yours. But I get it. And in fact, we should probably donate to a therapy fund to pay for everyone's therapy around us, because I get it. But yeah, anyways, Leon Thomas. Oh my God, I love Leon Thomas, and I want him to be getting the same hype as Victoria Monet. I love that Victoria Monet is getting her moment, because going back to like skin colors, not on like the whole light skin versus brown skin versus dark skin. Girl, I don't know. Like, we ain't even going there. I mean, we just did. But you know what I mean? I'm talking about just like being a black woman in general. Black women typically, because at the end of the day, even though you're a black man, you're still a man and you're still preferred over a black woman. And so like, it is levels to these things. And if you don't know, let me just open your eyes a little bit. For all my non-black people listening to me, let me just open your eyes a little bit. As a black woman, not only do you have, especially in America, not only do you have the societal racism that tends to just be addressed towards you, you know, the whole angry black woman, the like we're mean, that like just everything, you have all these stereotypes that people put onto you. You're ghetto, you want to do nothing but be a baby mama, you're loud, you're obnoxious, like all these things. You know, you have society pushing this stereotype on you or pushing their biases towards you. And on top of that, black men aren't making it better for you. You would think that black men would be out here paving a way for you, lifting you up, understanding the beauty in you, the beauty of being a black woman, the beauty of getting box braids and clickety-clacking your beads everywhere, the beauty of being a black woman. You would think black men would raise you up, but no. They're the ones tearing you down. They're the ones going, oh my God. And I am a girl. Listen, I am a girl who loves my chocolate. If y'all have seen pictures of my boyfriend, y'all know a girl loves her chocolate. Y'all know I love my black man. Ooh, hey, babe. Hi. Not me getting giggly talking about him. stop. Oh, my God. Hi, babe. Why am I embarrassed? Oh, my God. Wait, I actually need to stop. Y'all know I love my black man, right? Hey, baby. But let me just say, I have gone on dates while I was still single, while I was still out here like I'm looking for the hoes, okay? And I have gone on dates with black men who have licked me dead in my face, and have happily been like, you know, you're so much different from the black women that I'm used to. What do you mean by that? Well, typically I don't like dating black women because y'all can be loud and obnoxious. Y'all like to run men. Y'all like to think that it's y'all are this and that, and y'all need to have the power, and you won't let black men be men. Y'all always want someone more submissive. Y'all want to be the dominant one in the relationship. Y'all are loud. Y'all could be obnoxious. That's why I typically don't like black women, but you're different. And I'm like out the door. Like, hey, while you're talking, I've already like driven off. Hi, why are you still talking? You're talking to air in front of you. I'm already home, feet kicked up, face mask on my face, enjoying my day. Like, I already paid for you since you think I'm so, you know what? In fact, I'm not paying for you. You know, I walked out the door I left you with the check because you want to be a man so much. Hey, put your money where your mouth is. Hi, you want to be a man so much? Go ahead and pay. Hey, bye. I ordered 3 drinks out while I was walking out the door, by the way, 3 alcoholic drinks and a bottle of wine because I'm going to need it after talking to you. Hey, pay up. You want to be dominant so badly. Go ahead. Go be a man. Bye. And it's not even funny. Like, black men do not support black women. And I understand it's this whole, you know, not all men, not all black men, because I know there's a black man listening to this. Like, hey, I love my black women. Don't start. Okay, I'm not talking about you. But I want you to know that if you can sit here and acknowledge, hey, I'm a black man who loves black women. Don't start with me. I love my chocolate. I love all the shades of the browns and the blacks in the black woman world. Yes. I want you to also acknowledge that your black homies around you, they're going to disrespect a black woman, aren't they? They're loud, they're obnoxious. This is why I don't like black women. This is why I want me a white girl. I want a white girl. I want a Latina. I want a this and that. And the sad thing is, oh my God, their colorism literally be out the window. Literally, you could just be sitting there chilling and here comes a black man with deep rooted internal hate about his skin color going off on how ugly a black woman is based off of her skin. Shut up. Hey, go get hit by a bus. Hey, we don't want you either. Hey, we don't think you're cute. Hey, oh my God, you, like, I will never understand the few men who used to, oh my God, the men who would sit there and be like, I love your skin tone. Oh my God, your skin tone is so pretty. You're such, oh, this color, this complexion. I love it. I love when women look like you. Hey, babes, I just threw up and I left. Hey, babes, yet again, I'm out the door. Why are you still talking? You're talking to air. That is not a compliment to me, because I will always be a black woman. I will always be raised by a black woman. My grandmother is a black woman. My great grandmother is a black woman. Don't ask me about my dad's side, okay? Listen, by the time we got to grandma, she was white. We're not talking about her, okay? We're gonna ignore that side. We're gonna ignore her for a little. Hi, grandma. Hi, I love you. I mean, if my grandmother listened to this podcast, she would support me. I love you. I'm talking about my mom's side, okay? My great great grandmother was a black woman. So why do you think that if you look me in my face and start talking down on black women, that I'm going to sit here and fall in love with you? No, because all the stereotypes that you attribute to black women, Hey, I fall into those stereotypes sometimes. Oh, black women are ghetto. Hey, I have my ghetto moments. Not because I'm black, but because, like, babes, I grew up in the hood. Oh, hey, you say we're loud. Hey, I'm a loud person. Black women are so loud. Hey, I get loud too. Hey, I could be telling you a story and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Why? I don't know. Hey, I'm a loud person. Hey, all those stereotypes that you attribute to black women were this, were that, da da da. Hey, I check all those boxes off. So why would you, as a black man, look me dead in my eye and start talking down about black women? And because of this, this is why I love that Victoria Monet is having her moment before Leon Thomas. Now, again, back to, I love my chocolate kings. I love my black kings. Hey, big up to my black king, but only big up to the black kings that support black women. Big up to the black kings who have never said anything bad about a black woman, not even for jokes, who will not put down a black woman for jokes. Like, it's not funny. Y'all should be raising us up too, because we bear your kids. Or at least most likely your mama was black, since y'all always, I didn't know how to respect a woman till I had a daughter. Really? You didn't know how to treat a woman with respect until you had a daughter. Like, I hate men so much. And for everyone who just said, don't you have a boyfriend? He knows what he signed up for. I can't believe I have had to tell so many people that. Anytime I start, I hate men. Black men suck. Men this, men that. Da-da-da. The amount of times people have stopped me mid-rant and been like, don't you have a boyfriend? Yes. He knows what he signed up for. Oh my God. He is usually person number one when I'm ranting about men, when I'm just, I can't believe men be, and I'm yelling, screaming, fighting, throwing up, because he gets it. Like sometimes I'm coming home and I'm just, listen to what a man did to me today. And he's just like, you want me to go fight him, babe? And I'm like, yes. No, don't go to jail. Hold me. You know? Like, he gets it. He knows what he signed up for. He knows he signed up for a feminist who's like teetering on the line of like man hater. Like, I hate them. I hate them so much, but he gets it. And I'm just like, I always respect a man more who understands when a woman says, like, I hate all men. I hate all men. Men suck. And they understand it's not all men, but somehow it is always a man. And that's how I feel about black men. It's not all black men, but yet it's always a black man when you're like looking at who's talking down on a black woman, because it is like the other races understand and appreciate. But to my black women out there who loves their chocolate man and they want a chocolate man because they want black love, and that's, wait for it, baby girl, wait for it. It's going to take a minute. Hey, it's going to take a long minute, but I promise the man of your dream, everything that you want in a man, he will find you. And I'm not talking about like you have to sit there and wait for your Prince Charming. No, put a little bit of effort, you know, put an effort into being on dating apps, going on dates, putting yourself out there, telling your friends, hey, I'm single, set me up with someone who you think will be, like, I promise you. And it might not be in the way that you're expecting. You know, you're going on all these dating apps and, oh my gosh, I've been on these dating apps and I haven't found someone. Next, you know, it's like the waiter who was serving you on your date one time, who watched a date go bad and like literally like slides you his number on a receipt and is like, hey, whenever you're ready to be treated right, hit me up. Like, I'm telling you, like, the person of your dreams will find you in a mysterious way. But I promise, as long as you throw that energy out there, you'll attract the person you want. And especially if you want a nice little chocolate king who loves brown women, who loves black women, you'll find them. But yeah, so I love that Victoria Monet is having her moment before Leon Thomas. But now that Victoria Monet has already secured her spot, now that my girl has been nominated for Grammys, 7 Grammys! Hazel is such a cutie. Her daughter, Hazel Monet, gorgeous. Gorgina. She is such a cutie. She is such a little cutie. I adore her. I've only seen like 2 pictures of her in like 1 video. But she's so cute. I love her eyes. And like, Victoria Monet is one of those people who are just like, she's like, hear me out, she's like the Jacksons, okay? She's very, very soft spoken. It's very like, yeah. I just like, yeah, girl, why would you say that? Like, very soft spoken, not weak, okay? Her voice isn't weak. She's not weakly spoken. She's not speaking to you like, hi. Like, no, there's power. There's power behind that voice. And I'm not just talking about her vocals. I'm talking about when she speaks to you. Like, there's power behind it. But it's very soft. It's that whispery breath of a voice. And so just like seeing Victoria Monet, and like seeing like that's kind of her personality, that's her energy, I just cannot wait for the day that Hazel is old enough, she's an adult, and she's just on social media, just like posting and like showing off her life. Because I want to see if she like, if she has those attributes as her mom. And I can't wait to watch as a proud auntie somewhere in my mansion by the time Hazel is a grown girl, like doing her own thing. Like, it's so cute. But yeah, it's time for Leon Thomas to shine. Now that Victoria Monet has her spot secured, not only as a writer, but also as an actual singer. Hey, Leon Thomas has produced and written the greatest hits. He is always behind the scenes of all of your favorite songs. It always happens. All those Drake songs, those SZA songs, Ariana Grande songs, you name it, he's probably written or produced it. Like, it's not even a joke. Give him his time to shine as an artist, because his music is just as amazing. And I love it. Oh my God, I love it. I love it so freaking much. I love him as an artist. I've always loved him. And like, I found out years ago, because I've always known his writing and producing talent, because him and Ariana Grande would always do like covers. Like, y'all need to go listen right now. Go look it up. I'm not going to put it on the podcast, but go look up the Take Care cover by Ariana Grande and Leon Thomas. Slaps. But yeah, I love him and I can't wait to watch him like grow as an artist and like officially explode. And I hope he doesn't, as he put out one album, and typically he already said like he typically doesn't like being like front stage. He's typically backstage writing and producing. So this is the first time in a very long time that he's like front and center, singing his own songs. And I'm hoping he doesn't give up. I'm hoping he doesn't stop or slow down as his work as an artist, because I cannot wait to watch his growth. I cannot wait to watch him being the person who's always been behind the scenes, and now he's the person in front of the camera, in the interviews. He's the one singing his own songs on stage instead of watching his songs get sung. I am so ready for it. And last but not least, we're going to end this podcast off with some amazing news. Did y'all see that Heath and Mariah are engaged?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
They're engaged. I love Heath and Mariah so much. Listen, I love Zayn and Heath. Mariah. Like, they're engaged and I literally almost cried. It's like how I felt when Miss Remy Ashton got engaged. But actually, Heath and Mariah means so much more to me. But that's just because I love their content more. I love Miss Remy Ashton. Don't get me wrong. I love Pretty Basic. But I've missed a few episodes of Pretty Basic. I am literally subscribed to their Patreon. Hey, I'm subscribed to the Unfiltered Patreon. Are you kidding me? Of course I want the After Hours, which I have to go watch. I have to go watch the Recline and Unwind to their engagement episode. I have to go watch it, because when I saw the news, I clicked on it so fast that they hadn't had time to put the Recline and Unwinds up yet. So I need to go watch it. I literally clicked on it within the first 5 minutes of it being posted to the Patreon. I was not playing, girl. I saw the notification and I click. But yeah, the Recline and Unwinds, oh my gosh, they're engaged and I'm so happy and I can't wait to watch this journey. And I know they're such secretive people, or like not secretive, but private. They're very private people and they enjoy their privacy. So I would not be surprised if they don't post anything from the wedding except pictures. No big video, no big vlogs, no nothing. Maybe Heath might do a miniature vlog of the day. And then they're going to do all the story times on Unfiltered, baby. I am so excited. I love them so much. I am so... Congratulations to Heath and Mariah. Congratulations to Zayn. Your best friend's getting engaged. They were saying how, like, everyone keeps congratulating all three. So I wanted to make an emphasis to congratulate all three of them, because, oh my God. And I... appreciate, oh my God, everyone in the comments was like, about time, about time, about time. But no, I love and respect that it took them so long to get engaged, because I understand as a couple, listen, I haven't even been dating my man for a full year. Hey, you best believe I've already, like, we've already had the conversation of like, we want to get married one day, but like, let's slow it down, because I know it's so common for people to be like in a relationship for 2 years and be like, we're getting married. And for me, oh my God, for me, I am just not that type of person. I want a long relationship before I walk down that aisle, because one, I'm really young. Okay, we're young, we have time, we have a lifetime. Two, I want to have kids when I'm older. I want my kids in my 30s. I know people love, like, I understand the different opinions. I respect all of them, but I'm a person who wants my kid in my 30s. I want to enjoy my 20s. My 30s, hey, you know what? I'm a little older, I'm a little wiser, then I'll have my kids. I understand that, hey, because I'm older, having a kid, like, my kid's gonna have a shorter time with me, but I would just prefer to be older, calmer, less caring, to have a kid than to be in my 20s and just, you know, like, I just feel like there's a different energy when you're an older person who has a kid, and your kid will grow up with a semi-old soul. So, and the same thing with like being married. Like, I want to be in my 30s. I want to be in my 30s when I get married, even if that means being in a relationship for 8 years. I will happily date you for 8 years. We have a lifetime. What's 8 years without an engagement ring? What's 8 years without a wedding ring? Hey, we're fine. And so I understand. I completely 1000% understand the whole, oh my God, wait, like, we've worked, you know, this relationship has worked for so long. We've already been together for 2-3 years. Let's get married. It's time to get married. It's time to talk about marriage. If I've been with you for this long, then, like, you know, I obviously care to get married, but I just, that's the life that I want for myself. Is a long dating phase. And then let's get married, because I don't want to get, this is going to sound weird, but to me, I don't want to get married when, you know, it's the excitement. It's still the excitement of the relationship. And when you're truly in love, and when you've truly found that person, 2-3 years into the relationship, you still have that excitement. You still have the excitement of being around that person, still getting up and like loving them and adoring them. And they're still the most special person to you in the world. That excitement is still there. Like, when I get married, I want to be like so done. Like, I want to be so done with you. You know, of course, again, if it's the person who you love and care about and who's willing to work with you and like all these things, of course, you know, you'll still have days with that love and excitement, but I want to be tired. I want to be tired of you when I'm walking down that aisle. I want to walk down that aisle like, oh Lord, here we go. Here we go. What is he doing up there? What is he doing on that altar? Oh God, here we go. You know, like, I want my man, I want to be tired, but not in the sense of I'm so tired of this relationship that I want to leave it, but like, you just know the person so much that you just know what to expect, that nothing's going to be different. Hey, we've been here for 8 years, not much is changing, you know, like that. That's where I want to be mentally when I walk down the aisle, you know, I'm just happy to be here. Listen, I'm just happy. See, my MacBook gets it. I'm not changing that setting. Even when I figure out what setting that is, I'm not changing it, because I'm enjoying these pop-ups now. But yeah, that's where we're gonna end this podcast, y'all. This is a long one, so thank you for tuning in. I know I say this is a long one. It's not even a full hour. I love listening to a podcast that's an hour and a half long, and I'm like, oh, it wasn't long enough. Me after 50 minutes. All right, this is a long episode. Hey guys, I love y'all so much. Follow me on the socials. All the socials will always be in the show notes. I always also add an extra link for my women out there, because I love and support y'all, and I support everything y'all do, and y'all decide. Y'all should be able to make your own decisions and make your own choices. What else? Oh yeah, my Twitter is now private, but if any of my Podmas episodes get 100,000 downloads, I will unprivate my Twitter, because at that point, y'all deserve it. Y'all have earned it. Like, 100,000 is crazy for me. 100,000 is crazy for me, because the highest I've ever gotten on a podcast episode is 40,000. So to say 100,000 and like actually hitting 100,000, I won't lie, I've said that number because it feels impossible during Podmas, but if it happens, it happens, and I'll unprivate it. But I love you all. I am going to now edit Podmas Day 5, which is going up today, like the second I finish editing it, and then I'm going to edit this one, Podmas Day 6, and then I'm going to go ahead and record Podmas Day 7, which I can't even lie to y'all. Podmas Day 7 is going to be me doing my Duolingo lesson and playing Monopoly Go, because we're out of content officially, but that's just that. Okay, peace. Yeah, we're done. We're checking out.